Earlier today, Mrs. Washburn called Mommy to say we were all in her thoughts this Thanksgiving. She spoke to Mommy for a little bit, and then Mommy handed the phone to me. "Hi," a familiar voice greeted me. "I'm sorry about your dad," Sam said. "My dad says he was a real hero." I didn't know what to say. Only stupid things came to mind, like, "Thank you for saying you're sorry that my father was killed." "So do you like New York, Anita?" I told him what I tell everyone who asks me. "It's okay." Sammy used to brag that this was the greatest country on earth. I hoped I wasn't offending him with my lackluster response. "If you want to visit us, Mom says you and Lucinda and Mundine can come." By the way Sam was hesitating as he moved through that sentence, I could tell his mother was coaching him on the other end. Carla was standing beside me, mouthing, "What?" I turned my face away so she'd stop. I had told her about Sammy making him sound like an old boyfriend in order to keep up with my cousin's sophisticated life of seventh-grade romance. "Thanks, Sam," I said when he finished his invitation. Even though we'd outgrown each other, Sam was kind of my first love, so I added, "We're getting our own place soon. Mommy says when we do, I can have friends over. If you want to come here?" "Wow! We could go to a Yankees game. Mom!" he called out. "Anita just invited me to come to New York to see Yogi Berra and Mickey Mantle play." I looked over at Carla, who was lifting her eyebrows at me curiously. I shook my head just so she'd know. No, I did not want to grow up and marry Sam Washburn.